Black Friday is such a powerful phenomenon, it has spread to countries that don't celebrate American Thanksgiving. For many places, it has become the biggest or one of the biggest shopping weekends of the entire year. Millions of books are sold during Black Friday weekend, and as an author, this is both an opportunity and a threat. So how can you use Black Friday to supercharge book sales? We'll find out in this episode of Novel Marketing, the longest-running book marketing podcast in the world. I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr., CEO of Author Media, and this is the show for writers who want to build their platform, sell more books, and make a living writing books worth talking about. But before we get to the tips, we need to ask an important question. Why? Why is Black Friday so much more motivating for book buyers than Labor Day or St. Patrick's Day? These are holidays that are real holidays with an actual history behind them, with laws and even people taking time off of work. Black Friday, on the other hand, is, in most parts of the world, a normal day. In America, it's not technically a holiday, but a lot of people take it as a vacation day. So why? Well, if you listen to this podcast, you probably know the answer. It can be found in our marketing psychology series. Black Friday leverages four social triggers that, when combined, can create a frenzy of book buying. And those social triggers, I've done an episode on each one. So I'll summarize them very briefly, but I encourage you to listen to those episodes if you haven't already. The first social trigger is anchoring. This is prices look low compared to the high version that price used to have. The second is urgency, where you act now. This is so important for Western buyers, really for all humans. We don't act without a deadline. And Black Friday is a real deadline, more so, I think, than the other holidays. Scarcity. So often Black Friday deals have limited quantities available. You'll see this on Amazon, where there's a lightning deal counting down. It creates this scarce number of units left to create this frenzy of scarcity. Scarcity is really powerful. And in that episode on scarcity, I talk about how you can use both scarcity and ubiquity to boost both book sales and how much money you make per book. And then finally, social proof. Crowds draw crowds. People want to read the books their friends are reading. They want to do the things their friends are doing. So as an author, how do you take advantage of Black Friday? Well, let's talk about it. The first step is to build your email list ahead of time. So Black Friday for authors is primarily a function of email marketing. If you don't have an email list, doing a Black Friday sale is tricky. And it's tricky because the advertising is more expensive during Black Friday. So if you were to buy display ads or newspaper ads or TV ads, you're going to pay a premium. So for most authors, they primarily do their Black Friday promotions through their email newsletter. So how do you build your email newsletter? Well, I have a bunch of episodes on it. One is how to grow your email list using delicious reader magnets with Tammy LeBrecq. I have one called how Jason Porterfield grew his email list from 0 to 6,000 in 1 year. And one called 8 tools to help authors get more email subscribers. I have dozens of episodes on email, and we have a whole category for it at authormedia.com. All those episodes are free, but there's one powerful method that you can use, and that's simply to tease the Black Friday sale. So tell people, I have a Black Friday sale coming up. You need to be on my email newsletter list to get it. So here is an example of how that could sound. Author Media is going to have its biggest Black Friday sale in years, but it will only be available to authors who subscribe to our email list. So if you want to get those deals, sign up for the Author Media email newsletter now. And that's true, by the way. We're doing a big Black Friday sale this year. And so make sure you're on our email newsletter and make sure you look for the email on Friday to get the deal. So teasing it ahead of time can be powerful, but there are a lot of ways to build your email list that we're not going to go into in this episode, but I do encourage you to check out those older episodes. My second tip is to create a gift guide for your Timothy. This is fun, and you can do it whether you're traditionally or independently published. In fact, you can do this before you even have a book to sell. So this is not selling your stuff. This is selling things that other people have. And it's also a good test to see how well you know your Timothy. So on Friday morning, you do the research, you find items for sale online or in person, that you think your target Timothy would be interested in, and you put them together into an email and you send it out. This actually can be a great way to make money if you're a part of Amazon's affiliate program. And I have a guide on how to do that we'll link to in the blog version of this episode. If you're a part of Amazon's affiliate program, you'll get between 4% and 8% of the purchase, depending on what they buy. And so for some authors, they can make really good money. I think BuzzFeed is completely kept in business based purely off of their gift guides. This is really good money if you do the research and if you're good at finding really clever things. And if you can't think of any gifts for your Timothy, it's an indication you don't know your Timothy well enough. And I would encourage you to listen to the How to Find Your Timothy episode to find out who Timothy is and how to thrill him. My third tip is to write a Christmas short story only available to Black Friday buyers. So this is another tactic that you can do if you're traditionally published. Some of the tips we'll get to are only for indies. But you can write a short story and say, everyone who emails me a receipt of buying my book on Black Friday or on Black Friday weekend, email me the receipt and I'll send you a link to this free short story. And this can be motivating because it takes advantage of several of those social triggers I talked about earlier, specifically urgency and scarcity. And also anchoring, right? Because it's free, right? But it's only free for a limited time. And it actually could take advantage of one I didn't mention earlier, which is loss aversion, right? Make this only available on this weekend and then take it away for everyone for some period of time. Then people will want to move before they lose out on the opportunity to get that short story. This will work particularly well if you've built a reputation with your readers for writing fun short stories. The fourth tip for taking advantage of Black Friday is to raise your base price ahead of time. So make sure you clear the decks of any sales ahead of Black Friday. You want your books to be full price for several weeks leading into Black Friday. And if you've been thinking about raising your prices, maybe you listened to my episode on pricing and you're like, yep, my prices are too low. Raise those prices now, because the higher that base price is, the better the anchoring will be, the better the discount will look. I think it's a little disingenuous to raise your price right before Black Friday, discount down to the normal price, and then lower it back. You'll see those kinds of pricing games on Amazon all the time. And I think the discount needs to be a real discount. You want to have integrity and honesty with your reader. So when you're telling them that something is a discount, it needs to actually be a discount and not just a paper discount. And you'll see retailers, online retailers, and in-store retailers doing these kinds of shenanigans all the time. And it's a bad practice. But inflation is real. You probably need to raise your price. So if you're going to do that, a great time to do that is at the beginning of November. That way, you know, people complain, oh, your prices just went up. You're like, well, actually, we have a Black Friday sale coming up. So if you want to get it at a discount, there's still a chance. You know, just wait a couple weeks. My next tip is to create a Black Friday promo alliance with similar authors. So if your book is going on sale on Amazon for Black Friday, which as an indie author, you can control, you can reduce the price. If you're a traditionally published author, you'll need to ask your publisher if they're planning to do any price promotions for your book. But if it is going on sale, or if you're putting it on sale, you can connect with other authors in your microgenre. And hopefully you're already friends with them. Hopefully you're already talking. But if not, this is a great opportunity to reach out and ask them if they're putting their books on sale for Black Friday as well. And if you are, you can offer to trade promotions, right? You feature a link to their book on Amazon in your emails promoting Black Friday. In exchange, they feature your book in their emails. This is really beneficial for an author who only has one or two books. This is not a very interesting email, right? My book is $2 off and it's just the one book. That won't necessarily get people excited, but it's like, this email has a dozen books on sale. It's got $50 worth of discounts. Now that will get readers a little bit more interested. And it's a great way to start building those relationships with other authors and introduce your books to their readers and vice versa. Now, there's an even more advanced version of this technique only available to indie authors. And this is where you create a Black Friday book bundle. So this works best if you or an author you know is set up to sell books directly on your own website, because this is not done through Amazon. This is done through your website. I recommend either Gumroad or PayHip if you haven't set up an account already to sell books directly. I recently recorded an episode with Joanna Penn all about selling directly from your website. But one of the advantages of being able to sell directly is this kind of price promotion. So, for example, if you write mysteries, you could reach out to four other mystery authors and you put together a bundle of five mysteries for $9.99, let's say, right? That's $2 a mystery. It's a great bargain, but it's also some good money coming in and you're not having to split that money with Amazon. And when setting this up, I recommend that whoever is the one who hosts the bundle on their website or on their Gumroad gets financially compensated for the bookkeeping and the store setup, because there's some real work that goes into this. So you don't want to split things even, Steven. If I were hosting one of these for similar mystery authors, let's say, I would want a 25% cut of the bundle for hosting. It's less than what Amazon would take, but it's still something to compensate me for my time and expense. You may also consider creating an affiliate program where each author is an affiliate for the bundle. And if it's for ebooks, I would set this bundle to be 50%, right? So whoever sends the sale to that bundle, they get 50% of that transaction. So 25% to the host, 50% to the affiliate. And not every sale will be an affiliate sale. And then the remaining 25% or 75%, if there's no affiliate referral, will be split evenly amongst the authors in the bundle. You can get a lot of money this way. This can be incredibly effective. And it also compensates for if one author has a bigger or smaller list, right? Because if you have five authors and one has a really big list, that author can feel like they're carrying the other authors on their back and not be motivated to be a part of the bundle, which is you want, right? If you're that author with a smaller list, you want that big famous author to be a part of your bundle. And so set up an affiliate program where that author gets compensated for the sales that author brings in, and you get compensated, you get an affiliate cut as well for the sales that you bring in. So once you decide what you want to do, whether it's just creating a gift guide for your target reader or going full on with a big bundle that you're selling directly from your website, the next step is to create an email plan. What are you putting on sale? What emails are you sending? And how long is your Black Friday sale going to be? Is it just Friday? Is it Friday through Monday? Is it all of Black Friday weekend? Figure that out ahead of time. And you want to be real clear with your partners, if you're partnering with other authors in this promo, on the plan. And then I recommend writing and scheduling your emails ahead of time. This is key because if you're an American, the Thursday before Black Friday is a very busy day, especially if you're helping put on the meal. For those of you who live outside of the United States, the most complicated meal most Americans will prepare all year is the Thanksgiving meal. And there's no close second. Like, this is a incredibly complex meal. Baking a turkey is very complicated. We've made it easier. You can get turkeys that you just put in the oven, but it's still, for most Americans who just microwave their food, this is a complicated meal. And so you want to have the time to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family, and you can. You actually can do a Black Friday promo and not work on Friday, but definitely not have to work the Thursday before. So here's how you do it. You write the emails ahead of time, and you schedule them to go out. So ConvertKit, MailerLite, most of the big email platforms allow you to schedule emails to run ahead of time. It is advisable to be around on Friday to answer any customer support emails if you're selling on your own website. That's part of the reason why the person hosting it needs to be compensated. But if you're just sending people to Amazon, you can be watching football all Friday and still potentially making a lot of money. So in terms of what emails to send, I'll walk you through my plan for the Author Media Black Friday promotion. So Friday morning, I'm going to send out the Author Media Black Friday sale email that features our really big discounts. And this is actually another tip. I wouldn't necessarily mention what the Black Friday sale is going to be ahead of time, because as soon as you announce that you're going to do something for Black Friday, it kills your sales, because nobody wants to buy anything from you until Black Friday, which I realize I'm doing to myself by recording this episode. Because nobody's going to want to buy anything from me until Black Friday, knowing that we're doing a big deal. So that's just how it is. So, but for you, I wouldn't mention anything in specifics that, you know, don't say, I'm going to be putting a book number one of my series on a Black Friday sale. So Friday morning, we're going to send out the Black Friday sale email. And then I'm taking that day and I'm turning it into a work day, because one of the things I do on Friday mornings is I browse all of the promos for authors. So whether it's computers or podcasting gear or courses that people that I trust and I think they're good teachers, I scour the internet for all of that. Often Bluehost will have a sale. Often Divi will have a sale. So if you're wanting to build an author website, those things that go on sale around Black Friday. So I gather all of the bundles together. And then that afternoon, I send an email of Black Friday deals of things that I recommend. I do a lot of research and I send out that email in the afternoon. So this is one of the only days of the year I'll send out two emails to my list in one day. Typically, we send out one email a week. Sometimes we'll skip a week. But Black Friday week is a little bit different. And I find that people aren't unhappy getting an extra email when that email is full of discounts. And then on Cyber Monday, we'll send an email out in the morning for our Cyber Monday sale, which often is the same as the Black Friday sale. Some people will have the Black Friday sale be the best version of the sale. And then Cyber Monday is a not quite as good version. You never want to have Cyber Monday be better than Black Friday because you don't want your Black Friday buyers to feel like schmucks for getting the Black Friday deal. So I never do that. And then the final email I'll send out is a last chance email of some kind on Cyber Monday afternoon. So that's just my plan. Some people will start their Black Friday promo earlier in the week. So they'll start it on Monday or Tuesday before Black Friday and they'll run it for a week. I'm not a big fan of doing any promotion on Thanksgiving itself. I realize if you're in Europe and you're like, what is Thanksgiving? This rule doesn't apply to you. But for me growing up, Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday. I liked it even more than Christmas, even though there was no presents, because it's just a really positive holiday. The family comes together. Everyone's thankful. People tend to be in a good mood. There's football. The food is amazing. So all of that work that goes into that meal is not for nothing. It really is a delicious meal. Americans really like Thanksgiving in general. It's a very popular holiday. And I think it gets ruined when it gets made to be commercial. A few other warnings. I don't recommend promoting on Thanksgiving, partly because most people in the States anyway are not going to be by their email. But a lot of people, first thing on Friday morning, they open up their phones and they browse the deals. So it's very, very common, especially in this post-lockdowns world where more people are doing more shopping online. They're looking for emails with discounts that Friday. I wouldn't send any emails that day if it's not full of discounts because people will just ignore it. I also don't recommend running the sale all November. You ruin your urgency the longer the window is. So Apple does a Black Friday sale every year. And typically it only runs for 2 or 3 hours. So they started at like 9 in the morning and by noon it's done. And that's it. And it creates a real sense of urgency. You're very motivated to buy your thing from Apple. And the other thing that they do is that they don't lower their price. So what they'll offer instead is like a bonus Apple store credit or iTunes gift card bundled in with it. So they don't fiddle with the price, but they do offer it and they offer it for a very tight window. I don't think you have to offer a window that tight, but I would recommend keeping it to a week or less. I run my Black Friday sale from Friday morning through the end of the day on Cyber Monday. So by midnight, Cyber Monday, it's all done. Sale is over. And the other thing I want to say, and this is really important, is that you are welcome to ignore Black Friday. It's a free country. You're an adult. Many authors ignore Black Friday. While they'll see their sales dip during that week as other authors are putting their books on sale, that's okay. There are 51 other weeks of the year that you can promote your book. So if Black Friday is stressing you out, or if you're really busy and you have a whole bunch of family coming into town and you don't want to mess with dealing with readers having trouble checking out at Amazon or whatever, it's okay. You can ignore Black Friday. I think putting some emails on scheduled to go out can be pretty low hassle, but it's okay to ignore Black Friday. This will not make you and it will not break you. But it can be a nice way to boost your sales and boost your revenue heading into a shopping season. Some authors, they use their Black Friday money to cover their Christmas presents for their family. I will say that I continue to curate Black Friday deals even after that email goes out on authormedia.social. I have a deals page there specifically for deals as I find them, because I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to researching things, especially like podcasting gear, but also software for authors, that sort of thing. So as I find deals, I post them to authormedia.social. And I do recommend that you subscribe to the Author Media email newsletter if you haven't done it already. If for no other reason than to watch me do my Black Friday promo, perhaps it will give you some ideas of things that you can try next year. A special thanks to our new October patrons, Shelby Cook, Christy Kerr, Brian Aldiggi, Micah, Art Hutchinson, Monica, and Joanna Van De Water. Thank you so much for your support, helping keep this podcast on the air, helping keep these podcast episodes free for everybody else who's not a patron. I really appreciate your support. You keep the show on the air. And the Novel Marketing Podcast is a production of AuthorMedia.com. The audio engineering is by William Umstadt. The blog post version is crafted by Shauna Lettler. You can find the blog version of this episode at AuthorMedia.com/394. And I am Thomas Umstadt Jr., your host, saying thank you for listening and live long and prosper.